Theater 5 presents The Hazleton Story.
Juan, will you please stop that pacing?
Oh, sorry, dear.
Oh, it's just that I cannot imagine what she has in mind after all these years.
Well, cheer up, Dad. You'll find out when she gets here.
Oh, it must have something to do with her holdings, or she'd never have called this meeting of the board.
That's her prerogative. She is a director of the Hazleton Company.
For 10 years, I've held her proxy, Charles. There must be something wrong.
To judge from her telegram, there is. What did yours say, Charles?
Oh, I read. Allison Hazleton will preside at a meeting of the Hazleton Board at 10 a.m. March 24th. Prompt attendance is expected. Absence of any member will not be tolerated. Signed, A.H.
Should have signed it, H.R.H.
Well, she's 84, you know. She's getting a little eccentric.
Wait a minute. I think she's in the outer office.
No. Look, she's in a wheelchair. I wonder why.
Well, here she comes.
Aunt Allison, how wonderful to see you again. It's such a pleasure.
Hello, Aunt Allison. Here, let me help
no, no,
you.
No, I'll do it, Warren. We all have willing hands for you, Allison.
What are you doing in that wheelchair, Aunt Allison? You look wonderful.
Are you trying to convince someone you're ill?
Here, let me make you more comfortable.
Take your hands off me. I'm as comfortable as I'm likely to be. And what's the matter with you, young lady?
With me?
With everybody fawning over me, do you intend to stand there and say nothing?
Oh, well, what would you like me to say?
What the rest of them are saying. Tell me how wonderful I am. Tell me how much you care about me.
I don't know whether I do or not, Aunt Allison.
Christine, please.
Well, I mean, how could I know? I was only 8 the last time I saw you, and... Oh, that was 10 years ago. I really don't know anything about you.
Christine! You must forgive her, Aunt Allison. She just doesn't...
You're mistaken, my dear Lisa. There's nothing I must do. I do what I like when I choose. Now sit down, all of you. Now, in the first place, I've lost touch with most of you in the last 10 years... But I know what's been going on here, and it's a bad image. Greed, avarice, that's all the Hazleton Company means to you.
Now, Aunt
Allison. That's enough, Warren. As nominal head of the company, I expected you to protect the image of Hazleton. You've done the reverse.
What I've only done
And you, Charles, as attorney for the organization, what have you done? Studied every legal means to fleece the stockholders.
That's not true, Aunt Allison.
In the 10 years since Ezra died, my family and this board have conspired to undermine the honor of this company. Now, I'm here to find out who's responsible.
Now, Allison, you
That's
mustn't...
That's enough, Lambert. Stand up, Warren. For the information of the board... I've instructed my attorneys to cancel my proxy in your name.
But you can't do that, Allison. There are certain programs
that I'm the director of the company. I can do it, and I will do it. And in the future, don't...
Aunt Allison, what is it?
Aunt Allison!
Call an ambulance. We've got to get help for her.
Is she all right, Mother?
How can she be all right? She's had a stroke, the second one. She can't speak. She can't walk. She'll probably die in this house.
Mom, do you think you ought to talk that way in front of her?
She doesn't hear. Look at her. Nothing moves but her bitter old eyes. It's unnerving. I've got to get out.
Well, maybe she's right, Aunt Allison. But I'm sure glad you told them off. Boy, that was a snapper. Uncle Charles looked as though he'd been caught with the strong box. And Daddy's standing there without his proxy. Wow. Oh, listen, is there anything I could do for you? I mean, a cup of tea or something. Oh, I wish you could talk. Well, I'll get it anyway. Oh. Hi, Dad, Mr. Lambert.
Where are you going?
Well, to get Aunt Allison a cup of tea. I'll be back.
Well, there she is, Fred. I'm afraid it's over with her. There's no understanding, no response. Aunt Allison. Aunt Allison. You see?
Nothing. If you'll forgive me, this might be the best thing that could have happened to us.
I know. She certainly wouldn't have approved of the merger.
Approved? She hated the name of World Industries.
Counting your blessings, gentlemen.
What are the legal arrangements about her shares, Charles?
In Hazleton?
Yes. What does this mean in regard to her controlling stock?
Doesn't mean a thing. Unless she dies, that is. But if she dies, you know the codicil. Her shares revert to the Hazleton Company. Us.
Only if she dies.
Only.
Yes, well, I must be off. I've got a meeting.
Oh, I'll drop you off, Fred.
Goodbye, Lisa.
Goodbye, Fred.
What were they talking about, Charles?
You know, the merger. World Industries.
Oh. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, I've got a few surprises.
I'll bet you have.
Come here, beautiful.
Oh, Charles, please, not here. Not
why,
now.
Why? He's gone.
Well, she's here.
For the first time in her life, she's harmless.
Oh, no, please. There's no point in taking chances.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I brought some tea for her.
Oh, that's nice, dear. Come, Charles, I want you to look at that power of attorney.
Have they been cheering you along, Aunt Allison? Honestly, family or not, they are the dreariest people. I guess they're just being themselves. But I agree with you, Aunt Allison. Why does everything have to be money, money, money? And you know something? They're pretty sad in spite of what they've got. Maybe because of what they've got. What do you think? Oh, here. Can you drink this? You know, it hasn't been quite so bad seeing them recently. I mean, now that I'm away in college, I can almost forget them. And that's the best thing to do with them. Hey, did you move your head? No, no, I guess not. Well, I figure that if I can sort of wall up in college for the next 3 years, then I'll be of age and I can get away from them. I think that's a good idea, don't you? Did you drop something? I heard... Hey! You're moving your middle finger. Oh, well, do it again. Oh, Aunt Allison, that's wonderful. And you heard me, too, didn't you? You understood. Listen, I've got an idea. Two taps for yes, one tap for no, okay? Hey, we could almost carry on a conversation. Oh, wait till I tell them about this. What does that mean? No? Oh, you mean you don't want me to tell them? But they think your mind is gone. Well, they think you're just sitting here like a squid or something. Don't you want them to know? But why? I mean... Oh, I know what you're doing. Fox in the bush, huh? You can find out about Hazleton, can't you? Well, things that they'd never tell, is that it? Oh, pretty sly, Aunt Allison. A do-it-yourself bug job. All you have to do is sit and listen. Hey, will you tell me what goes on? Please? Oh, come on, Aunt Allison, that's not fair. Remember, I found out about this. I've got a right to know, haven't I? Yes and no. What does that mean? All right, you don't have to shout at me. Just tell me what you want to. How about some more tea? Oh, boy, we've really got something going now, haven't we?
Turn on the light, Charles. Oh.
What is it?
I cannot get used to her being here. Sitting there with only her old eyes moving.
You were never very accommodating, Allison.
Now, why did you have to select this place to have a stroke?
What time is Warren due?
Soon, I think. He was meeting with Lambeth.
Did you like the play?
Yes. Sometime we must see the last two acts.
I understand they're comparatively dull. Oh,
Charles, do be careful, please.
I don't think the old girl would mind.
Now, this is no time to be preoccupied anyway. You know what Warren and Lambeth are up to. You've got to get Warren to pledge you his support.
And with my shares, you and I win.
Will you drop him then? Come to me?
You know I will.
Oh, be quiet, I hear him coming. Warren, dear.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, I do wish you could have come to the theater with us. It was such fun. Well, now that we're all here, why don't I bring us a little nightcap?
Well, Warren, have you and Lambeth considered all your gambits in this merger?
That's a peculiar way to put it, Charles.
Well, quite frankly, I'm a little hurt by your preference for Lambeth. Doesn't seem the ideal treatment for a brother who's always been loyal.
I'm merely considering alternatives.
Yes, I've been through that, too. But it seems to me Lambeth's value is tenuous at best.
Oh? How?
Well, to begin with, it assumes that Allison here will die soon. Now, while that may be possible, I happen to know something about the mood of world industries.
What?
Their attorney's a friend of mine. He's told me confidentially that unless the consolidation is approved soon, the board over there is going to lose interest.
How soon?
Soon enough, I would think, for you and me to have some crash plans made.
All right. Tell me about it.
And the only way to assure the merger, I guess you know it, is to guarantee that Allison can't exert the power of her vote. Now, that's...
Oh, hi. I just came to see if she'd like some hot chocolate.
Would you, Aunt Allison?
Why do you ask, Christine? You know she can't answer.
Well, I know, but... Well, sometimes I just sort of think I can sense an answer in her eyes. Anyway, what's the difference? If she doesn't want it after I've brought it, she doesn't have to have it.
What are you doing?
Smart?
Wondering?
Wondering what?
If there is something in her eyes?
Just curious.
But if there were, Warren, for 20 years she's lived our lives, called every tune, made us jig to them. We could have made Hazelton the biggest thing in the world without her.
Yes, we could. You said they might lose interest at World. When?
By the end of the month.
She could live longer than that, couldn't she?
I've spoken to a doctor. There could even be a partial recovery.
We need her voting stock.
There's a way to get it.
If I dumped Lambeth.
Everything's got its price.
What did the doctor say?
It could look like the result of the stroke.
If the board should throw in with Lambeth, I'd need your vote and Lisa's to tip the scale.
You know you can trust Lisa and me.
All right, Charles.
Lambeth's out?
He's out. When can you... Well, whatever is necessary.
I should have told you, shouldn't I? It's ready. I have it.
Well, let's see if Lisa's got our drink, shall we?
Oh, hi, Aunt Allison.
Oh, 07 reporting.
I didn't want to interrupt your secret agenting, but I thought you might like Coco anyway, because there's an M38 under the saucer and a triple draw holster that... Hey, what is it? What's the matter? Well, for heaven's sakes, what? Oh, have you got some kind of pain? Now, listen, Aunt Allison, I'm not on Morse code. Now, you talk to me sensibly. Yes or no, remember? Is it pain? Okay, no pain. Now we're getting somewhere. Let me see. Do you want to be moved? Okay. You don't want to be moved now. Then what? Oh, well, what is it? Do you want Daddy back? Uncle Charles? Wait a minute. It's got something to do with them, hasn't it? Yes, I can see it in your eyes. Something they said. Well, what? Don't just keep me standing here. Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Allison. I keep forgetting you can't really tell me. Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to find out? I may just have to give it up. I'm sorry. All right. One more try. Now, let me see. Were they talking about the company? Okay. About stock? Oh, Aunt Allison, I mean, really, that's nothing new. If it's just plain stealing, they do that all the time. Why, well, they'd kill each other for the money. You mean they are? Oh, trying to kill somebody? Oh, Mr. Lambeth, are they trying to kill him? Uncle Charles? Daddy? Well, if they got together, they could dust off the whole board, I guess, but... Oh, my gosh! I know what you mean! You! Are they trying to kill you? Oh, Aunt Allison, what am I going to do? Oh, you stay right here, you hear? Oh, I've got to do something. Oh, my gosh!
Close the door, Warren. Look at the way the light falls on her.
Something you intend to remember?
Something I hope I can forget.
But if you'd rather leave, I can...
No, I want to be sure it's done.
Sorry, Allison. This is the way it's got to be.
Why, Charles?
Allison.
Because you're weak? Because you're helpless without the money?
Warren.
Go on. If she knows, we've got to do it.
But she's not paralyzed.
Give that to me.
What are you doing? What have you got there, Uncle Charles?
Get out of here, Christine.
I've called the police, you know. It's too late. I have.
What?
Don't panic, Warren.
Aunt Allison.
I can explain it to them. It was a mistake. A misunderstanding, wasn't it?
You'll tell them that?
It depends on you. I want a surrender of every share of stock you own. You hear that, Warren? Every share. Well, answer me. Do you hear?
Yes.
Charles?
I hear.
I want it transferred to Hazleton. There's a new policy, you understand? The company is going to go back to the stockholders who own it.
Yes, Aunt Allison.
And I want Lambeth's shares. Lisa's too, you understand?
Yes.
And stop yesing me, is that clear?
Yes.
Would you like some tea, Aunt Allison?
No. No, I'd like a glass of brandy.
Theater 5 has presented... The Hazleton Story, written by Richard McCracken, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Ethel Remy, Jim Campbell, Maurice Tarplin, Rosemary Rice, Dave Kerman, and Laura Stewart. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.